Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Shabbos is daf Pei Gimel. Either way, we are starting the we started the ninth parak yesterday of Maseches Shabbos, and here we go for a little bit of a detour. We leave the world of Hilchos Shabbos and we enter into different worlds. We're going to be flying, so to say. As the first number of Mishnayos cover various topics throughout Shas, and our first topic, and as will our second topic, be about Tumah and Tahara. Today we'll be focusing around Tumah and Tahara, and specifically Tumah Tahara v'Avodah Zarah. Torah's main prohibitions of the Torah is not to be over to Avodah Zarah, not to worship idolatry. Okay, so nowadays it seems a little bit antiquated, as we don't have much Avodah Zarah going on. You have to go out to the Far East in order to see some real Avodah Zarah taking place. But nevertheless, once you have Avodah Zarah, so the Torah says you have to destroy. What we're going to be learning over the course of today's daf is that it also is the source of Tumah, and Avatumah. It'll be an Avatumah, and to what degree is going to be basically the entire discussion of today's daf. What did we learn yesterday in the Mishnah? That Rabbi Akiva says that Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa. Kenida, that Avodah Zarah is going to give off Tumas Masa like a Nida. So let's go over the ground rules. Okay, a lot of ideas of Tumah and Tahara are going to be coming up over the course of today's daf. So you hear today's daf and you'll really, all of us are going to become better advocates of Tumah and Tahara. Just no more. Okay, so first of all, Tumah can be transmitted one of three ways. Number one, Maga, contact. Number two, Masa, carrying. And number three, Ohel. Tumas Ohel is really limited. Tumas Ohel only applies to a mace, human remains. No other Tumah gives off Tumas Ohel other than a mace. Okay, and that statement needs to be, every statement could be qualified. But that statement could be qualified, meaning we know that Tsaras gives off Tumas Ohel as well. But Tsaras is kind of like mace, but okay. In other words, so really Ohel is not going to be our discussion for today. And then there's Tumas Masa. Tumas Masa is carrying. So if I take an item and I pick up an item, so I just now was, I carried its weight, I supported its weight, that's Masa. Now Masa gives off Tumah by Nida, that we know for sure. And it gives off Tumah by other areas as well, but we it gives off Tumah by Nevela, carcass of a dead animal. Okay, and so that is what's called carrying. And then there's just simple Maga. Maga is just simple contact, physical contact between one item and another, and that the prototype example of that would be a sheretz. Eight bugs that are identified in the Torah and Parsha Shmini, where if I touch the bug, I'm going to become Tameh through its through just simple physical contact. So that's what's called Tumas Maga. So we have three types of Tumah. Three types of Tumah transmission. Ohel, Masa, and Maga. I went from harshest to the lightest. Now, by a sheretz, let's just see if we can further... Huh? Medrus, Medrus is not the same as Maga. No, in fact, doesn't have to be a physical touch. That's a unique transmission of Tumah to Zav, but that's Nida, Zavo. Okay, let's just flesh this out a little bit better. Something is only going to be transmittable through Maga, so that means that if I have a sheretz, a dead bug in front of me, I pick it up without touching it, right? So let's say I put it on a plate and I pick up the plate, or I take a pair of tweezers and I pick it up with a pair of tweezers, I'm not going to become Tumah. Meaning because the item that's holding it will become Tumah, assuming it's a Kli, but that's it. No, in other words, there will be no more transmission of Tumah. I won't be right that. I can't become Tumah through a derivative, through a Vlad. I can only become Tumah through an Av, by coming into contact with the source of Tumah itself. So a Sheretz, which is only Metame Be'maga, I won't become Tumah neither through Masa or through Ohel. Good? If something can be Tumah through Masa, through carrying, so usually that includes in it Maga as well. So by a Nida, a woman who's a Nida, so if I touch her or if I pick her up, okay, either one of them of course is awkward, but if I do either one of those, I become Tumah, either through the Maga, through the Masa, either by contact or by carrying. Fine. And Ohel then, of course, usually has below it both Maga and Masa as well, Masa and Maga as well, but okay. Anyway, so now we're talking about the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. Now, I mentioned already this yesterday, just to, you know, this is going to be a bit of a spoiler alert, but where do we find this Tumah in the Torah? Where does the Torah ever tell us that Avodah Zarah is a source of Tumah? Meaning, we know the Torah is anti-Avodah Zarah. That we know for sure. We know the Torah tells us that if we find Avodah Zarah, we have to destroy Avodah Zarah. But where does the Torah say that Avodah Zarah gives off Tumah? So that's a trick question. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. There's no mention. There's no mention in the Torah that that Avodah Zarah is the source of Tuma. And spoiler, where?
Yaakov says you have to clean yourself.
Yeah, right. But in other words, cleansing over there does not mean in the classic Tuma Tahara. Cleansing just simply means like let's get rid of it. It's okay. So again, it's not mentioned. And and a big spoiler alert at the end of the whole sugya really will be the last line of the sugya. The Gemara will tell us that this Tuma is a Tuma Darabana, not a Tuma Daraisa. Okay, and that's important information. But that right now really won't help us in terms of getting through the daf. And the daf basically now is going to identify the following. It's one simple question. What degree of tuma does Avodah Zarah give off? Is it transmittable through maga, through masa, or maybe masa plus? Okay, I know I'm speaking right now cryptically, but you know, stay with me and you'll understand. Okay, let's start from the, let's go back, let's just turn back quickly the page. Let's start the parak again. And I'll take one step forward and take one step back and two steps forward. I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Of course, first the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says that Avodah Zarah gives off Tumas Masa Kenida, Shenamar Tizarem Kemo Dava. Quotes the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, which is the connector between this parak and the previous parak. And the Pasuk says you're going to Tizarem, get rid of it. Like Dava. Dava comes from the word Nida. Say to Amarlo, and when you say to the Avodah Zarah, get out. And what Rabbi Akiva generates from the pasuk is that just like anida's metame b'masa, that's a known quantity. So too, avodah zarah is also going to be metame b'masa. Tanan Hasam, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, avodah zarah mishaya beso samach avodah zarah. V'nafal, your house is right next to avodah zarah. In fact, it's contiguous to avodah zarah, and your house falls down. Also, live no so you can't rebuild the wall of your house. Why not? Because by rebuilding the wall of your house, you're also going to be rebuilding the wall of Avodah Zarah. So you cannot do that. So what do? Kesed Yasa, Konas Lesoch Shalo Dala Amos Abona. So what you do is you retract. You retract four Amos within your own property. And so now you rebuild the wall. So that way the Avodah Zarah will get no benefit whatsoever from you rebuilding your wall. Hiya Shalo Veshal Avodah Zarah. Let's say it's a joint wall and the property line sits right in the middle of the wall, the thickness of the wall. Nido mechza mechza avana veitza vafar v'metamim kisheretz shenem or shaketz teshaktenu. So as far as the actual bricks and stones that were part of the wall that came crumbling down, so they're going to give off tuma like a sheretz. Now, as we discussed in the introduction, the sheretz is only tuma transmittable by maga, by contact. Shenem or shaketz teshaktenu. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kenida. And Rabbi Kiva says, no. The tumah that's transmittable by these stones are tumas nida, meaning masa. Shenema tizarem kemo davam. We have the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Ma nida metame b'masa, favorizar metame b'masa. Good. So what we got from this brisa now is the full machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva. In our Mishnah Shabbos, we're only given one opinion, that of Rabbi Akiva. And now in this brisa, we are given both opinions, that of the Chachamim and that of Rabbi Akiva. So our common ground is very simple. Avodah Zarah is a source of tumah. It's an avatumah. The only now point of dispute is going to be, what degree of tumah are we talking about? Tumas maga or tumas masa? Okay. And here we go. We are now going to complicate matters just a little bit more over the course of this morning. Because we have a machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva, and then we have a machlokus Amoraim. It's going to be one of those splits where we're going to have a debate amongst the Amoraim exactly what the debate of the Tanaim is about. The two positions are going to be held by Rava and Rabbi Elazar, right? Two Amoraim. So we start off with Rava Amar Rava. Tizarem Damakra Nachrinu Mincha Kizar. When the pasuk says Tizarem, it means that you should make it foreign to you. Say Tomar Lo, he kanes al Tomar Lo. Don't ever invite it in. The Amar Rabba, and Rabba goes on further to explain. Bemasa du kolem lo pligi demetame. The Hayit Kishlenida. Look, I know there's a machlokus between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. And it sounds like the simple pshat is they're arguing whether the Tumah of Avodah Zarah is transmittable through Magor or Masa. Rabba says, nah, I don't think that's the machlokus. In fact, Rabba says, the machlokus is, they both agree, there is no machlokus. Well, There is machlokas. But on this issue, there's no machlokas. Rabbah says that they both agree that if you have avodah zarah, the tumah is transmittable through masa. I carry, I pick up the avodah zarah, I become tameh. So, b'masa dekolam alo pligi demetameh. Da'ez keshlanida. In fact, why? Because you can't negate the pasuk. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu, tizarim kamo davah. The pasuk says clearly that it's like a nida. Ki pligi b'evan mesama. Their only machlokis is regarding evan mesama. Now, this is what I meant earlier when I said masa plus. What is evan mesama? Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Now, evan mesama is a long and detailed issue. There's a long tosis over here, as there is also back in Masech the Nida. For the purposes of today, we will keep things simple, and we will just stick with Rashi and our daf. What is Evan Mesama? Rashi says, Evan Shasamu Agabi Yesedos. Stone. And the stone is held up by pegs. Vikelim Tachteha, and there are clothing underneath. Kidichsiv. Vihitisa Evan Chada Visamta Apum Guba. Quoting a pasuk in Daniel, it's in Aramaic. Okay, good luck to all of us. Vinida Ozav Yoshvin Aleha. But let's just now deal with the case of Evan Mesama. You're sitting on the stone. So afa pishelo hichbidu al kelim. Now, none of your weight got distributed on the clothing underneath. That you're sitting on the stone. The stone is very large, and furthermore, the stone is held up by pegs. So, in other words, none of your weight now is on the clothing that's beneath the stone. Temeim hakelim. The kelim are going to become tamei dichtiv kol asher yetachtav. Okay, this is now an exaggerated form of masa. Meaning, right now, it's not even masa. In other words, no one's carrying or supporting anyone else's weight. The simple fact that the nida is sitting on the stone, which is on top of kelim, and despite the fact that you're really not applying any of your weight to the kelim that's underneath, nevertheless, those kelim are going to become tameh. This is known as tumas evan mesama. Okay, and this is a halacha specific to nida. And so now explains Rabbah the Amora that the only machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is whether or not the Avodah Zarah generates this type of tumah. Meaning, to what degree are we going to compare it to Nida? We all agree that it's compared to Nida, the Pasuk says, Tezarem Kamo Davah. The only question is, are we going to follow through with the comparison and say that's going to accept and adopt all the halachas of Nida, including the special halacha of Evan Mesama. Rabbi says that's the entire machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Da'id kesh l'nida, ki pligib Evan Mesama, Rabbi Kiva sa'ver k'nida ma'nida mitame b'Evan Mesama, af avodah zarah mitame b'Evan Mesama. And it's Rabbi Kiva's opinion that, yes, avodah zarah is just like nida. Just like nida is mitame b'magam v'masa, and the special unique halacha of Evan Mesama, so too is avodah zarah v'rabbanan sa'ver k'sheret, ma'sheret l'mitame b'Evan Mesama, and the Chachamim say no. Meaning, yes, it's like a nida, but no, it does not enjoy this. Enjoy, it's not the right word. It does not enjoy the special halacha of Evan Mesama. Ula Rabbi Akiva Lamai Hilchasa Itkish L'Sheretz. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, so, simple question. The Pasuk says, look back earlier, it says, Shaket Tishaketzenu. Right? It says regarding Avodah Zarah that you treat it like shekets. Shekets is synonymous with sherets. So according to Rabbi Kiva, in what way is the Torah comparing Avodah Zarah to a sherets? Because the tumah that's transmitted by Avodah Zarah is much more than a sherets. It's not just maga, it's maga plus masa. So, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Evan HaMesama. So why does the Torah compare it to sherets? Lemish Masheha. So the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Kiva, Tashmishah. Anything used to facilitate idol worship, meaning not the idol itself. The idol itself is going to give off tumah and tumas maga and tumas masa and evan masama. But according to Rabbi Kiva, anything that's used, cups, bowls, spoons, anything that's used to help you and aid you in terms of worshiping the avodah zarah, any cleaning item that's used to clean the avodah zarah, so that's going to give off tumah as well. But that's only going to give off tumas sherets. Not Tumas Nida. Ula Rabban Lamai Hilchasait Kishlanida. So Lamasa. Now, according to the Chachamim, why are we comparing Avodah Zarah to a Nida? Very simple. Because it wants to convey to us that it's going to be Mitame, not just through Maga, but through Masa as well. Volukcha Rachmana Lenevela. The Gemara says, okay, But let me ask you this. If the whole point is to make this comparison, to tell me that Avodah Zarah is going to be Tumah with Masa, that the transmission of Tumah is through carrying, so the Gemara says, so compare it to a Nevela. And that would have been a better comparison. Why? Because Nevela is Tameh through Maga and Masa. And Avodah Zarah is Tameh through Maga and Masa. And you're not, and you don't have this complication of Evan Amasama. So why not just simply compare it to Nevela? And Achinami, the Gemara says, that's a good point. The Gemara says, but we do generate a halacha by comparing Avodah Zarah to Nida. What halacha do we generate? That, just like Avodah Zarah, if I have a limb that falls off the Avodah Zarah, let's start by Nida. If I have a Nida where a limb falls off the Nida. Now, I know the Nida is talking about a human being. So it's not that, it's a little bit indelicate to just simply talk about a limb coming off. But that's what we're talking about. If a limb were to come off a Nida, that limb is no longer Metamei Tumas Nida. Now, yes, it's true, it is part now of human remains.
But isn't that like Evar Menachai?
Correct.
So that's actually like a different kind of tumor,
no? Right.
It's worse.
It's to a certain degree, it's worse. And all your points are very valid, and Rashi makes her points as well. Rashi says, Eina le'ivarim, im nechtach evar mimena, a limb comes off of a nida, mitame b'masa uve ol, Umishum Taras Evar Menachai, meaning, okay, it's human remains. It's a limb of a human being, which is no longer connected. Avalo Mishum Taras Evar Menanida. But, explains Rashi, it's no longer considered Tumas Nida. Now, as Ben pointed out, and he's absolutely correct, it's worse to be human remains than it is to be a Nida. Okay, you can quote me on that. So the Evar Menanida Venafkamina Dalamatame Bevan Mesama. But what this limb is no longer capable of doing is not giving off the special tumah of Evan Amasama, which is exclusive to Nida. Sure, it'll give off tumah
Tumas Ohel. That's even worse than
Yes and no. Meaning it is worse, meaning it'll cover more areas of tumah. But Evan Amasama, if this limb, okay, limb that comes off a Nida, can't believe we're talking about this, but this is what we're talking about. Limb comes off a Nida and sits on top of a rock. And there are kelim underneath the rock, so ohel would not transmit the tumah down. It's only the special tumah of Evan Amasama that would transmit it down. So in this very limited circumstance, you're right. Actually, I'm right. Meaning Nida will convey a tumah that that mace would not. Okay, so in other words...
Carrying a mace would not make the people tummy?
Carrying a mace, of course, would make people tummy. Sure would make a person tummy. But the idea that the tumah would go below the stone into all the areas underneath, even though those items underneath are not supporting the weight of this limb, so okay, that in other words, it will not convey tumah that way. Had it still been classified as nida, so then it would have given tumah even to the kelim that's below the stone.
It's in a closed room, right?
So that's a different story. Avavodah Zarah ain't le'evarim. So the Gemara says, "Ma nida ain't le'evarim. Avavodah Zarah ain't le'evarim." Okay, so that's what we learn out from the comparison between Avodah Zarah and Nida. You're right. We could have just compared it to a Nevela, and we would have arrived at the same conclusion. It's Tameh with Magan Masa, but we compare it to a Nida just to give off this halacha that limbs that are detached off the Avodah Zarah no longer are Tameh through Tumas Nida. Right. The Elaha, I'm sorry, I should say rather Tumas Masa. The Elaha, the Bai Rav Chama, Barguri, Avodah Zarah, Yeshla Evarm, Oina Evarm, Tifshe La Meha, Dela Rabbanan, Eina Evarim. So the Gemara now wonders, you know, we're going to see later on this morning a question asked by Rabbi Chama Barguria. Is there halachic significance to detach limbs of Avodah Zarah? Well, haven't we answered the question? Meaning, why is Rabbi Chama Bar Guria asking a question later on, which right now we seem to be giving a very straightforward answer? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chama Bar Guria, Alibat Rabbi Kiva Baila. No, because Rabbi Chama Bar Guria, when he was asking the question, he was asking the question within the position of Rabbi Kiva. We are now explaining the position of the Chachamim. You're right, according to the Chachamim, once it's detached, it no longer will give off Tumas Evan Masama. I want to know, according to Rabbi Kiva, who does say that the Avodah Zarah is Mitame, with Maga, with Masa, with Evan and Masama, what now if I detach a limb off the Avodah Zarah? What becomes then of that limb? Does it lose its status? That's what Rabbi Chama Bar Guri was asking within the position of Rabbi Akiva. We come back later on to discuss that question in more detail on today's Daf Pei Gimel.
Why would you say that many of the children from Avodah Zarah, you're actually breaking it up, so it doesn't even have that?
Perfect question. I'll come back to that question later on this morning. Right, spot on. Okay, all that was according to Rava. Let's review. According to Rava, you have Avodah Zarah, it gives off Tumah. And everyone's in agreement. Both Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim agree that the Tumah that it conveys, that transmits, is Tumas Maga and Tumas Masa. Just like a Nida. The Pasuk says, Tizareim Kemo Dava, that you treat the Avodah Zarah like a Nida. Just like a Nida gives off Tumas Maga and Masa, so too Avodah Zarah gives off Tumah, Maga and Masa. We all agree, meaning Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim all agree to this point, and the only difference between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim is whether or not it also gives off this special tumah known as Evan Hamasama. We know Anida does. Rabbi Akiva says, just follow through. Anida gives off tumas Evan Masama, so does Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah gives off tumas Evan Masama. Good. And the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say that even though we agree in principle that Avodah Zarah is like Anida and it gives off tumas Magad Masa, it does not give off tumas Evan Masama. How do the Chachamim know that? Because that's what the Torah is trying to achieve when it compares it to a sheretz. To tell us that it's not going to give off Tumas Evan Mesama. Okay. That is position number one of Rava in terms of how he understands the machlokus between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. And then we get to Rabbi Elazar. Second Amora of the day. Second position. We are in on Pei Beis Amud Beis. We're about seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. Rabbi Lazar Amar.
In Israel, is he called a rabbi because of his name?
I presume so. Rabbi Lazar Amar, Rabbi Misama to call Amalo Pligi, the Lama Tamaki Pligi be Masa. The machlokus between the two is by Masa. Rabbi Kiva Sarvakini, the Mani, the Matame be Masa, Favarazar Matame be Masa. Verabbanan Sarvak Kisharits, Masharis Lamatame be Masa, Favarazar Lamatame be Masa. Now, truth be told, is that if I had a horse in the race, which I don't, if I had a horse in the race, I would say Rabbi Elazar sounds more correct. Meaning, what old Rabbi Elazar is doing is he's just simply saying, read the words of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. I mean, they really couldn't be any clearer. Rabbi Akiva says that the Tumah that's given off is like an Ida, which will transmit Magan Masa. And the Chachamim say that the Tumah given off by Avodah Zarah is like a Sheretz, which is only Maga, not Masa. So if I had a horse in the race, I'd say Rabbi Lazar is really saying the simple pshat in the Machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. And by the way, the Rambam does have a horse in the race, and he says that that's how we follow. In other words, we're going to follow like Rabbi Lazar's interpretation of the Machlokas. And furthermore, the Rambam, of course, who's he going to side with? Rabbi Akiva the Chachamim. Rambam's going to side with the Chachamim. When you have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chavei Rav, his friends, so we're going to follow like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Akiva. So over here, the Rambam, it's just a simple conclusion. Meaning the Rambam feels that the Rabbi Elazar is giving the correct interpretation of the machlokes. And furthermore, machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, so the halach is like the Chachamim. So now I ask you a simple question, which really we can end the daf, although we still have today's daf to do. But now, Avodah Zarah, to what degree is it going to give off Tumah? Answer, halacha. The answer is going to be Sheretz, Maga, only through contact. Okay.
How come the repeat on the Rachachim is not reflected in the Mishnah? It's only Rabbi
Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is using the Drasha. It's not a great answer, but it is an answer. Right? Rabbi Akiva is using the Drasha, and that's the connection between our parak and the previous parak. Meaning the Chachamim are going to have a problem with that drasha of Tizareim Kemo Dava.
And then they should render
only in that mission of Avodah Zarah. Okay? Yes.
If you have this concept of the stone that we talked about, why do you need Sheketz?
Right. Now, good. Okay, we're going to go. The Gemara is going to do this. The Gemara is going to do its accounting of what each one is going to do with the other drasha. So, Sarvik Kisharitz, Masharitz, Lamatam Bemasa, Avodah Zarah, Lamatam Bemasa, Rabbi Akiva. Okay, good. So, now, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Akiva, Lamay Ilchasei Kishla Sheretz. Now, let's start with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, why does the Torah compare it to a Sheretz? Danny, this is your question. So, Lemish Masheha. So, again, the answer is consistent. You're right. Meaning, we have to separate. There's the Avodah Zarah and there's Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the idol itself. That's going to give off Tumas Magad Masa, just like a Nida. In terms of why the Torah says Shaketz to Shaketz Anu, compared to a Sheretz, that's talking about the accessories of the Avodah Zarah. Accessories of Avodah Zarah only give off Tumas Magad, not Masa. Now, according to the Chachamim, why does the Torah compare Avodah Zarah to Anida? In fact, it's only confusing, because Anida gives off Tumas Masa, and according to the Chachamim, Avodah Zarah does not give off Tumas Masa. Answer is that where the Torah is teaching, the rabbis are teaching, but because it's only Tumas Midrabanan. We're learning from here that there is no Tumas Evarim. Meaning, once a limb becomes detached off the Avodah Zarah, it does not have the status of Avodah Zarah anymore. V'Rabbi Kiva Lamai, we're now on the top of Pegim Amar Al. V'Rabbi Kiva Lamai Hilchasa Ikesh Lanida Lemasa Lukshal Anavela. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, I wonder, says the Gemara, Why do we have to compare Avodah Zarah to Anida? If what we're trying to achieve is that Avodah Zarah gives off Tumas Magan Masa, the comparison should be as simple compared to a Nevela. So the Gemara says, Look shall Nevela and Echinami, Alama Anida, Eina Le'Evarim, Avodah Zarah, Eina Le'Evarim. Well, the Gemara says, in defense of Rabbi Akiva, well, you know, just like Nida, there's no Avarim by Nida, like we discussed earlier this morning. Once you detach the limb off of Anida, it no longer has the status of a Nida. Same thing is true regarding Avodah Zarah. Once I detach a limb off of Avodah Zarah, it no longer has the status. The Gemara now says, if you're right, Allahada by Rabbi Chama Bergeri Avodah Zarah Yeshna Le'Evarim, O Eino Le'Evarim Tishalei Meha. So once again, I wonder, says the Gemara, if you're right about that, so why is Rabbi Chama Bergeri having a doubt as to what becomes of the limb that's detached off of Avodah Zarah? Why is he having a doubt? Haven't we resolved his doubt? So the Gemara is, because it comes out that according to Rabbi Lazar, there is no status of Evarim. So why is Rabbi Chama having any doubts? So the Gemara says very simply, Rabbi Chama Bar Gurya, ki Rabbi Masni, uvayle alibad Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Chama Bar Gurya did have a horse in the race. He felt that the correct understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is like Rabba. And he was asking the question within the position of Rabbi Akiva. Period. So far, so good. Okay, if I can lay it out for you, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, status of Avodah Zarah, the status of Tumah of Avodah Zarah. Is it B'mag or is it B'masa? And then, compounded, we have a machlokas between Rava and Rabbi Elazar in terms of what exactly are the parameters of the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Okay, and I make it sound simple. It's a lot of information. I recognize that it's really a lot. Meisei the Gemara now challenges based on the following brisa: Avodah Zarah kisheretz, Umisham Sheha kisheretz. So first, the opinion of the Tana Kama: Avodah Zarah is like a sheretz. Its accessories are like a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva Omer: Avodah Zarah kenida, Umisham Sheha kisheretz. The Avodah Zarah is like a nida, and the accessories of Avodah Zarah are like a sheretz. That's a really easy brisa. And it lays out beautifully, Bishlam ala Rabbi Elazar Nicha. Lays out beautifully according to Rabbi Elazar. Again, like I said earlier, if I had a horse in the race, I'd go with Rabbi Elazar because it really is the simple pshat of the machlokas. Ala la Rabbi Kasha, but it's difficult because according to Rabbi, remember, what did he tell us? That they both agree that the Tumah that comes off of Avodah Zarah is like a Nida, Tumas Masa. Okay, so what is he going to do with this? So Amalecha Rabba, mi alima memasnisa diktani. Look, Rabba says, I agree. It's difficult for my position. But you just quoted me a brisa. Can I help you? You want to hurt my position? Here, let's go over a Mishnah together. We'll learn a Mishnah together, and the Mishnah will be just as difficult for me as the brisa. And you know, Mishnayos are stronger, are better, right, better evidence, if you will, than a brisa. And let's read the Mishnah together. Eitzav Avana Va'afar Mitamim Kesheretz. Of the wood, the stones, its dirt, all give off Tumas Sheretz. Ve'ukimna my Kesheretz. And now, you ask me, what does that mean? Meaning, because I'm of the belief, this is now Rabba talking, I'm of the belief that everyone agrees that the Tumah that's given off by Avodah Zarah is not a sheretz, but rather like a nida, maga and masa. So the lametame be'evin mesama, hachanami the lametame be'evin mesama. So what the Mishnah means when it says it's like a sheretz is it does not have this unique halacha of evin mesama. Had the Mishnah said the word nida, you and I might have thought, oh, a nida gives off tumas maga masa and has a special halacha of evin mesama. By virtue of the fact that the Mishnah does not want us to arrive at that conclusion, so therefore the Mishnah is going to use the word sheretz, which presents obviously its own set of problems. Well, sheretz only gives off tumas maga. Okay, but what the Mishnah is trying to do is just simply tell us it doesn't give off evin mesama. So too, I'm going to say the same thing about the Braisa. When the Braisa says the word sheretz, it just simply means it's not going to give off tumas evin mesama. Meis the Gemara now is going to challenge again. Nachri v'nachris, avodazara u'misham sheha, hein velo hesetan. If I have a non-Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, idolatry, meaning the idols themselves, and any of the accessories of the idols, hein, they are a source of tuma, velo hesetan, but not carrying them. Okay, now the word heset is a funny word. We'll talk more about it later this morning. But right now, let's just say simply, it means by not carrying them. So if I pick up my local Nachri, or if I pick up my local Nachris, or I pick up Misham Sheha, I don't become Tame. Why not? Because I didn't touch it. I just lifted it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hein Vehesetan. And Rabbi Akiva says, I come Tame if I touch it, and I become Tame if I carry it. Now, just a word of explanation over here. We're now talking about Nachri v'Nachris, right? Non-Jews. Remember the Gemara Nida?
A three-year-old is a category of a Nida.
Remember the Gemara Nida? The Gemara Nida tells us that one of the gzeras that the Chachamim made regarding non-Jews is that they have the status of a Zav. Okay? Which means that they're going to become, that if you come into contact with them, you will become Tame. So, once again now, we have a machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva regarding the how Tuma is communicated from these items to you. The Chachamim say, how are they communicated? Contact. Rabbi Kiva says, how are they communicated? Carrying. And again, as I mentioned in the beginning of today's daf, carrying also includes contact as well. Now, Bisham al Rav Elazar Nicha, and again, it's going to come back to the same point again and again. For Rabbi Elazar, it's perfect, because that's exactly what he says is the machlokus between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. You just simply read the words of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. El ol Rabba Kasha, but once again for Rabba, it's difficult. Amel Charabba, Latamech Nachar V'Nachris Nami, Hein V'lo HaSeitan. So Rabba says, look, in my defense, let's all go over that Braisa one more time. The Braisa says, what's going to give off Tuma? Nachri v'nachris. Hein v'lo hesetan. Touching them but not carrying them. Rabbi says, is that right? That's not right. V'hatanya. We learned back in Masech Tanida. Da'ber b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael metamim b'ziva, v'einachri metamim b'ziva. A non-Jew does not give off to mazav. Aval gazur aleihem, shiyu kizavim l'chol divrehem. And meanwhile, the rabbis made a gzera that a nachri v'nachris are going to give off tuma, and what degree of tuma? Tuma zav. Now, a zav gives off tuma with maga and with masa. So, I ask you, is the braisa right? The braisa is not right. El rabba mitar satame. So, rabba says, so now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to reread the braisa, and let's try to correct it. Nachri v'nachris, hein the hesetan, the evan misama shalahan. And now, what we're going to do is read it like this. If I have a non-Jew, both they and hesetan. And now what we're going to do with the word heset is, we're going to reinterpret that word. When we read it originally, hein velo hesetan, well, the way we understood it is, by touching them, but not carrying them. But Rava says that's not correct. So the way we're going to read it now is hein v'hesetan, meaning both through contact and through carrying them. Evin mesama shalem plus also evin mesama, because remember, the rabbis decreed that a nachri is going to be tamei with the same degree of tamei as a zav. A zav, a zava, Anida and a Yoleda, those four avatumas are mitame with maga, with masa, and with the special tum of Evan and Masama. Avodazara, Hive Seta Avalo Evan Masama Shalah. Now, when it comes to Avodazara, it will be tame. It also will be tame if you carry it. But not Evan Misama. And Rabbi Kiv Omer, Avodah Zara, he vehaseit of Evan Misama Shalah. And as far as Avodah Zara is concerned, as far as Rabbi Kiv is concerned, all three. Maga, Masa, Evan Misama, because again, according to Rabbi Kiva, it is a full-blown comparison between Avodah Zara and Anida. And Rabbi Lazar Metaris Atamei, and now that we went over Rabbi's interpretation of the Braisa, now we're going to go over Rabbi Lazar's interpretation of the Braisa. Now, Rabbi Lazar also has to reinterpret the Braisa, because the Braisa, as it was originally presented to us, is incorrect. The Braisa originally presents to us, Hein v'lo ha-seitan, but that's not true. So, what is Rabbi Lazar going to do with the Braisa? Nachr v'nachr, Hein v'ha-seitan, v'evim m'sam shalahem, avodah zara, he v'lo ha-seita, v'rabbi kiv ha-omer, avodah zara, he v'ha-seita. Good. And that comes out, according to Rabbi Lazar, like we've been saying from the very beginning. According to the Chachamim, only Maga, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Maga and Masa. Good. Maskifla Ravashi. My Hain. So Ravashi says, good, look, you did a good job explaining the Braisa, but what you did, and what I did, right, knowing that this question was coming up, is I kind of overlooked the word Hain. Meaning the Braisa said, Hain v'hesetan. Them and carrying them. Well, what does the word them mean? Meaning, if I carry them, I'm going to become tummy. And once I know that I carry them, I'm going to become tummy. I certainly know by touching them, I'm going to be tummy as well. What do we gain from the word hain? Elam Ravashi Hachi Kama. So Ravashi says, I'm going to give my own interpretation of the Braisa. This will now be our third interpretation of the Braisa. Nachris v'nachris, ben hain she'isitu asacherim u'ben hacherim she'isitu osan tameim. Okay. Now we're going to talk about carrying in two directions. Meaning, what do we say carrying tumah? What do we mean by that? The simple pshat has been, from the beginning of this morning, even though I may not have articulated this well, is that imagine for a moment this is a source of tumah. Right? It's not, but it's other things. It's distracting, but it's not a source of tumah. Now, if I pick this item up, that's a classic example of masa. Meaning, I'm the one who lifted up the source of tumah. And therefore, by doing so, I become tumah. And even if I didn't touch it. So imagine now it's on the sefer, and I pick the sefer up. That's also masa, because I supported the weight. And I will become tumah. That's classic masa. Now we're going to introduce ourselves to something which is called heset. Heset now means, this item picks me up. Now, it's inanimate, so it's going to have a difficult time picking me up. So let's not use this as an example anymore, but let's now talk about a Zav, right? A man who's a Zav, or for that matter, a Nachri, a non-Jew, who has the same status as a Zav. So now it means one of two things. If I go over to the Nachri and I pick him up, I become Tamei. If he comes over and he picks me up, well, don't say he becomes Tamei, because he's the source of Tumah. I become Tamei when he picks me up. Meaning now we're going to basically talk now in terms of two different ways of carrying. Me carrying the tumah, or the tumah carrying me. Right? And the way we're going to articulate this from this point going forward is masa and heset. Masa is me picking the tumah up, and heset is basically the tumah going to pick me up.
You're saying that without making contact.
Right, and again, all this is without contact, because once there's contact, that's maga, and that's a communicable form of tumah. So maskef la ravashi, my hain v'lo amar ravashi, hachi kamar nachr v'nachr, bein hain she'esito zacherin, uvein acherin she'esito osam tameim. Avodah zara she'esito acherim tahorim, acherim she'esito osam tameim. Now when it comes to avodah zara, so if the avodah zara picks me up, the obvious question is, how in the world is it going to do that? It's not real. It's Avodah Zarah. So we'll come back to that in just a moment. Okay, but if it picks me up, I will not be Tamei. If I pick it up, I will become Tamei. Now, Mish Amshah, now the accessories of Avodah Zarah, Bein Hein She'esito Zachem, Bein Hachem She'esito Asam Tahorim, And now remember, this is the opinion of the Chachamim. There is no transmittable tumah when by the mishamsheha, by the accessories of Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Nachri v'Nachri for Avodah Zarah, Bein hein she'esitos acherin, or bein acherin she'esitos sam tameim. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it is communicable through carrying, and both ways, meaning whether I carry the Avodah Zarah, or whether the Avodah Zarah carries me. Why does Rabbi Kiva arrive at that conclusion? Remember, because Rabbi Kiva believes that Avodah Zarah is just like a Nida. Whatever halach is true by a Nida, when I say the word Nida, I'm including a Nida. Zav, Zav, a Nida, Yoledes. So whatever is true by Nida is going to be true by Avodah Zarah. Since by a Nida, the Tumo can be transmitted both through Maga and through Hesed, same thing is true with Avodah Zarah. The Tumo is transmittable through Maga and through Hesed as well. Rabbi Kiva Omer Nachu v'Nachu Zav Avodah Zarah Bein Hein She'esito Tzachem Uvein Achen She'esito Sam Tameim Misham Sheh. When we have the accessories, Bein Hein She'esito Achem and Achen She'esito Sam Tahorin. Accessories only give off Tumas Maga, not Tumas Masa, and therefore it will not be transmittable through carrying. Either way, Avodah Zarah Bishlam Achem She'esito Sam Mishkachala Ela Hashi He She'esito Esachem Hechi Mishkachala. How can Avodah Zarah pick you up? It is an inanimate object. It sticks and stones. How in the world can a Avodah Zarah pick you up? Amarami Bereidu Rav Yeba Kedinan. We'll learn a Mishnah together. And the Mishnah will teach us the following. Hazav Bekaf Mazayim. V'ochlin Umashkin Bekaf Shniyah. I put the Zav on one side of the scale. I put food on the other side of the scale. So, Kara Hazav Temeim. Karu Hain Tahorin. So, who's heavier? The Zav or the food? Now, I know you're going to need a lot of food to counterbalance the Zav. The Zav is a person. But, okay, but we're not dealing with the practical right now. Let's just deal with the basic idea. If I weigh more than the food, and I'm a Zav, so that means now I've supported the weight of the food. If the food weighs more than me, and so therefore it's carrying me.
That's more like a grumma than carrying.
No. Okay.
The scale is
telling me. Yes, but all may be correct, but just we're absorbing right now the basic idea. We're just responding to the question of how can something inanimate carry me? And now we're by using the example of a balance and a counterbalance, the answer is if I put the item on the other side of the scale and it picks me up based on its weight, so that would be an example. And we're going to say the same thing now by Avodah Zarah. Now, Adkan, that now takes us through basically now our entire discussion. Okay, so we have now quoted numerous Mishnayos and Braisos. We have addressed the machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva. Avodah Zarah gives off Tumah, it's just a question of to what degree. So machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva, and then a further machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Eliezer in terms of how to understand the machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva. Okay, we're now on the top of Pei Gimel and Beis. Keman Azlahad Tanya, let's go over a Braisa together. Kol HaTameh Samesita Starus Chutz Meyesita Shozav. Shalom Etzin Lo Chaver Bechol HaTorah Kula. Any item which is tame, which picks up another item, does not transmit the tumah, except for zav. Where when a zav picks up an item, the item becomes tame, which we're going to call heset. Good. Now this brisa is wonderful, but what has the brisa showed us? We knew this already. What the Gemara now is going to fixate on is that the brisa says shalom matzina lo chaver. Bechol HaTorah. It is unprecedented. So, Kulema Deloka Rabbi Akiva. Now, it sounds like the Braisa isn't going like Rabbi Akiva. Dik Rabbi Akiva, Eimanami Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, because according to Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean it's unprecedented? It's not unprecedented. Avodah Zarah is the same thing. I feel it's him, Rabbi Akiva, Tanazah, Bechol Dadamilei. Well, what we could do for in defense of Rabbi Kiva, say very simply, it means Avodah Zarah and anything similar to anything similar to a Zav, which includes in it Avodah Zarah. Meaning, once the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Tezarem kemo davar, so that basically Avodah Zarah nida, synonymous. It's the same. Okay. not exactly, but all right. In other words, in the halachas of tuma, the same. And now, the question which we kind of alluded to a couple times earlier today, the Gemara now is going to address head on. Now, the way the Gemara formulates the question is the following. A little piece broke off the Avodah Zarah. Okay, you know, you're in the gift shop and you bang into something and it breaks off. And okay, so in other words, just put it right back. not a problem. Nobody saw anything. So the Yachalach Zir Loti Bayalach. Now, if anybody can put it back, it's not a question. The command de Mechaber is dummy because that's not broke. If I could fix it, that's not broke. The question of Chama Bar Goria is where I can't fix it, but I got to call my guy. So man, Kevin, the ain hadjo yachalach zir command the metabra dame. Oh dear, ma halom echzera. Okay, and so the question is now, since I need to call in the repairman, so is it considered now as a broken piece, and does it lose its status of the avodah zarah? Now the ikad abay la lachisa. Now some say the question goes this way: Hey, chadein had you yachalach zir loti balach the command the metabra dame. Look, if I need to call my guy in order to fix it, so then it's considered broken. That's not even a question. The question now becomes, what if I can put it back? On one hand, I'll just simply quickly put it back. On the other hand, Mamaisa, right now, it is detached from the Avodah Zarah. Take the Gemara leaves the Rabbi Chama Bar Guria's question unresolved. Now, you knew this one was coming, right? You learned Gemara long enough, you know. Let's talk now about Shear. How much Avodah Zarah do you need in order to give off Tumah? So what if, let's say, I have an Avodah Zarah that's smaller than a Kezayit? So Maskel Rav Yosef Lamai, Ilemen Lenyin Yisur Lo Yehela Zvav Bali Kar. Now, originally the Gemara doesn't understand that this question was all about Tumah. The Gemara was just thought that this was a simple question of how much idol do I need in order to be Aser? The Gemara says, how much idol? Any amount. Did Tanya, the Pasuk says, in Shoftim, V'yasimu ba'al bris le'lohim. Okay, and I read it correctly this time. Right? It is not a God, it's not talking about God, capital G. It says, Zvuv Bali Karn, they're talking about the little idols that they worshipped. Deities, God's lowercase g. It says, Zvuv Bali Karn, and they had a God which was a little bug, a little golden bug. Amalamit shekol echav echaro said, Demus yiraso menichu besoch kiso. And so now, with an idol so small, how convenient. I take my God, lowercase g, and I put it right in my pocket. And then, Kevin Shizokhra, Motsia Mitochisa Mechabga Menashka. And then something good happens to me. And so, wonderful. Take my idol out, I hug my idol, I kiss my idol. Now, this is a golden bug that I have in my pocket. Okay. Ella le'inyan tuma. So you know, when it comes to Isser, there's no shear for Avodah Zarah. Where the question is in regards to tuma. My kevin diskish l'sheretz masheretz bechadasha Avodah Zarah nami bechadasha. Look, we have two comparisons of Avodah Zarah. On one hand, shaket tishaket senu. It's compared to a sheretz. Now we know the shear of a sheretz is an adasha, the size of one lentil. On the other hand, we also have the comparison of Avodah Zarah to a mace.
But think of the sheret, since it's a living organism, a single sheret, even smaller than a dasha, is still a mace tumor. But you
okay.
Can't say that about Avodah
Zarah. Point very well taken. It's funny, the Gemara, you know, had three choices to choose from. Meaning it could have compared to a sheret, as the Torah compares it. Could have compared it to a mace, which the Gemara just did. Or could have compared it to a nida, in terms of the shear. It's awkward because there's no shear for Anida. There's a shear for the dam of Anida. Okay, but you know what the shear is for dam of Anida. Mashehu. Okay, so, alright, anyway. I'm Rav Yavi, Avitim, Vitem, Rabba, Barula, Tashma, Detanya, Avodazar, Pchusa, Mechazais, Ein Batuma, Kol, Eker, Shenemar. Vyashlech, Safra, Kevra, Bnei, Ma, Mesk, Bekazais, Avodazar, Bekazais. So here we have a Bryce, and the Bryce says very clearly that the shear of Tuma by Avodazar is a Kazais. Vyrabala, Mayoch, Said, Kishla, Sherit, Salamitame, Bemasa, Linida. I'm sorry. Now, as far as comparing it to a sheretz, it's not going to be tamei masa. Lenida dena leivarim and lemeisa delamatame becha adasha. So, in other words, we have three comparisons, three hekeshim, if you will, and three conclusions. According to the Chachamim, conclusion number one, it only gives off tumas maga. Conclusion number two is that once a limb of it detaches, it's no longer tummy. And conclusion number three, the minimum amount that you need is a kezias. The Gemara just wonders. We could have done all that, and we could have been machmir. Meaning, we could have made all the occasion, we could have come out at more machmir conclusions. And finally, okay, we're at the end of the daf and at one of the important punchlines of the Gemara. Toma avodah zara derabanan hi v'kula v'chumra l'kula makshin l'chumra l'makshin. Look, the whole toma of avodah zara is mid derabanan. And as I mentioned at the beginning of today's daf, intuitively we knew that already. There's nowhere in the Torah where the Torah goes out of its way to say that when you have avodah zara, it is a source of toma. And so therefore, our discussion of the Chachamim Rabbi Kiva.
I'd like to welcome all parents to
okay, wait one moment.
There are schedules for you at the front office. If you haven't got one, please feel free to stop in. Davening is in multiple locations. If you're the father of a girl, please join us in the Beit Midrash. Otherwise, just follow your schedule. Parents are invited to a breakfast on the front lawn after davening. Again, parents are invited to a light breakfast on the
field
right after
Dominic. Yeah,
thank you for joining us.
I wonder what category I fall under. Anyway, so we could have been Mako, we could have been Machmed. Since this is Tumah Derabanan, so we're going to be Mako. So therefore, like the Chachamim, let's go over our conclusions for today, bottom line. Like the Chachamim, Avodah Zarah only gives off Tumas Maga, not Masa. There is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but he's not the accepted halacha. Number two is that once you have a limb that detaches off the Avodah Zarah, it no longer has status and no longer is going to be a source of Tumah. And number three is that the shear, how much shear of Avodah Zarah do you need? You need a kezias in that regard because we're comparing the Avodah Zarah, the pasuk compares it to a mace, so therefore the shear is going to be a kezias. Ad kan, today's daf will continue tomorrow.